Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hey,
y'all.
What's up?
Hello. It's almost Valentine's Day.
It is.
I'm excited.
It's the most wonderful time.
Of the year. I like Valentine's Day, but that's Christmas for me.
I don't give a goddamn.
That's Christmas.
See,
for
this
me.
This that selfishness I'm talking
so
about.
You Christmas
that,
is your holiday.
Christmas is my holiday.
Valentine's is your holiday.
Valentine's is
it's
my
hers.
And my birthday is my holiday.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shit. Your birthday is.
But I don't care about celebrating.
But I don't care
about
so
celebrating
any of the what they call them pagan holidays.
Yeah, because the real birthday holiday is their birthday.
Well, look. So my birthday is my holiday. It's the most important day of the year. Yes,
it's the most wonderful time.
It
of the
is.
Year.
It is October 23rd. But you have to remember, 2/14 is a very significant day for me
for you.
Because
your wedding.
It's my wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's the day that I published my first book.
Mm-hmm.
I've done lots of meaningful things on 2/14.
Mm-hmm.
I adopted Cash Money Millionaire Valentine on 2/14.
Oh, really?
That's when I got my yes. That's when I got Pup.
I didn't know.
Yes, for yes.
I thought he just had a birthday in December.
His birthday, he was born December 15th.
Okay,
but I adopted him and brought him home
on
February 14th.
So that's your
that's why he's Cash Valentino.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, when it's my favorite day.
What made you get a dog anyway? You needed some companionship.
It's my mommy's puppy, but I had to overcome my fear of dogs.
But see, that's kind of,
and he helped me.
That's kind of that's simple. I mean, that's a little dog though.
Listen, the best way to conquer your fears,
but that's a little
dog, is to confront your fears head on.
But it's a little one. He ain't gonna do nothing.
Bullshit. That little boy tried to jump me yesterday.
All they gonna do is like scruffle around your foot.
Cash can fight now.
The little dogs tickle me because they swear they bad.
They swear they big dog. They swear they the big dog.
That nigga think that he is a damn Saint Bernard.
No,
let me tell you.
That's how you conquer your fear. You gotta get a Saint Bernard. That's how you conquer your fear.
No. I'd be scared to go home.
That's how you conquer it.
Absolutely not.
You got to give a challenge. Cash wasn't no challenge.
You know what I hate to see on like social media when people be having these little damn Rottweilers and shit as babies and shit. And they be like, oh, he's so cute.
Yeah.
I say, yeah. And goddamn, in 6 weeks to a month, your ass gonna be scared to go home because that nigga gonna bite a hole in your fucking neck.
No
it's then a lady. What? It's a lady on social media that has a little small puppy, and she combs the puppy like she was like talking to the puppy in the mirror and curling the hair and having a cute little outfit. So I like the comments here.
He's little. He's never gonna get bigger. So the thing that drives me crazy is when they get these dogs who are fucking killer dogs as puppies.
And they're like, come here, little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Do you realize that this nigga's finna be a killer in a few months?
No.
You ain't gonna be able to live in your house.
The dog said, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
See,
revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting.
Cause see, it's different when he and then in a few months.
That sound like the DMX.
In a few months, he talking back. In a few, he and now he's sunning you in your house.
Yeah, they do that. They do that.
I think all dogs do that, don't they?
Cash, we're trying to sun you too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He
all
do.
Dogs do that, don't they?
His little self.
He do.
I think they're cute. I think the little doggies are cute.
And that's why I say.
Did you get over your fears? Cash is like, he's like he's like the brother from around the block.
I'm still
scared of dogs. He's like the little homeboy dog.
I'm still scared of dogs, but I'm not scared of my dog.
See, that's how I am with my friend.
Yeah, I'm still scared of dogs. I'm just not afraid of mine.
I ain't never seen no German Shepherd just as weak
and playful.
But I have.
I thought they were friendly. Yeah. I thought German Shepherds
they,
were friendly.
They friendly, but he too friendly.
I ain't trying to be friendly with that nigga. I can tell you that.
He too friendly.
I ain't trying to be friendly with him. True. Absolutely not.
I'm like, you
not.
Big for nothing. That's like having a boyfriend with muscles that can't even flex.
That's just like having a boyfriend who is 6'6", and he weigh like, let's say, about 350. You know, he looked big and
got the voice and got everything.
And he like, I don't want to fight, babe. Oh, hell no. Come on, let's go. They look they look like they want trouble. I know yo. And you talking tough like, girl, I get my nigga to come in here and beat you.
He okay, like, baby, let's go.
I don't want no trouble. I don't want to fight these guys. And
I ain't coming for you.
What? Boy, if you don't go in there and beat these.
He said, don't let the looks fool you, baby. It's just for show. Mm-hmm.
I think what I loved about being married to my husband was he matched my energy when it came to toughness. He was a tough.
Oh, he taught that
he
shit
was a
too.
Tough. Oh, what? What? Boy, I came home one day crying and, you know, I was having a day. He was like, who the fuck did something to my wife? What nigga I got to kill? Hell no. Who the fuck with my wife? I was like, so taken back. I immediately started smiling like, don't go kill nobody, baby. I was just listening to a really pretty song on the radio. I'm all right. He was like, you up in here crying like that and you was listening to a song? I thought I was going to have to kill me a nigga.
Oh, song Lord. You was listening to?
I know, but he got so, he like even when he made me cry, it did something to him. And even when my daughter would, you know, he'd be like, I know you ain't talking to my wife like that. No, I'm sorry. Like, I like a man who is very protective and stands up for his mm-hmm. woman. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And so a man who kind of don't have no respect. But I want to talk about, because let's go back to Valentine's Day. Let's talk about my holiday real quick. Mm-hmm. Before we started the show, me and Mr. Engineer were having a conversation about, he said he was just kind of, yeah, I gotta do Valentine's Day the weekend, like talking around.
I was not saying it like
that. Oh, he was saying it sounded like a chore. It sounded like a chore.
I was not. Then, see how the lies go?
Then, say what you said then. And say exactly how you said it.
Excuse me.
What I said was, men don't necessarily care whether we do or we don't.
Oh, that's a lie.
On Valentine's Day. Well, let me finish my statement. Okay. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Women ready to cut you off?
I know.
Let me finish
Rapid
my statement.
Fire, I'm sorry.
Okay. Men don't really care whether we do or we don't. We understand that our woman loves this day. Mm-hmm. And this is her holiday. This is what she wants to happen.
Mm-hmm. So on the 14th,
because so this, since this is the case and we want them to be happy, this is what we want because we love you. That's why we're doing it. It's not, we're just fine. If you was to say, I don't care about that, because I dealt with someone who legitimately did not care about Valentine's, like would be like, you please don't do anything. Mm-hmm. It's not what I do. I hate Valentine's Day. I think it's this, I think it's that. Cool. No problem. And it's not, but I didn't care either way whether I did. And I've dated somebody where to the extreme, if mm-hmm. I did not do anything, I was in the doghouse for about 2 months. So I understand. So what I'm saying is men don't really care whether we do or don't. We care the fact that you care so much about it. That's why we do. But it wouldn't bother us none if we didn't do nothing.
But you care because she's happy and because and
isn't that what I just said,
though? Hold on. But be and if she's happy, guess what happens with you?
No, I'm gonna get that anyway.
But listen, I think that there's an underlining unspoken hidden thing with men and Valentine's. I think men really like Valentine's Day too. They just don't want to they don't want to express it at like how women express it, because it is a feminine day I'm gonna say a feminine day, and that's a day that women or those who indulge in that, and they want to make sure they please a person. But I've heard so many men say,
that day ain't for me. I don't be getting nothing.
Who is these niggas?
Who is these niggas?
Oh, I've heard plenty guys. No, they really be wanting things too. They do. Y'all be wanting things too, but y'all don't. Just a pair of some gummy bears and a card saying thank you. Be wanting some personally, you know, nice, you know, probably cologne wrapped up in some chocolate. Personally, oh, they want that too.
No, I'm gonna get that anyway. Like that, I got that last night. Like it don't buy because it's the 14th. Don't make it any different than the 13,000 other times we done it.
It ain't better booty on the 14th.
No, how? Yeah. What else? What else I'm going to get?
I don't know. She might throw some extra.
The moon. I don't know. It may be the moon. It may be that one star that twinkles.
No, you done did everything you're going to do. I don't know all the tricks.
Oh.
We done been together for a minute.
He went to Charleston. No, he said, I don't know.
All the tricks. I know.
He done traveled down.
There's nothing new under the sun
if we've been together for a minute.
But what I'm saying is men, y'all low-key be wanting things too.
No, I don't.
I'm
saying I don't know any men. And I know a lot of men. I don't know any. In my circle of people that I know, I don't know not one
that
man
don't
that says,
care about getting anything for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So I personally
don't care. If you don't get me nothing, I don't care.
Here's where I'm going to astrology. And we talked about this on the car ride up here. Cancer and Scorpio. I would rather you put the thought into my gift and what I love than you just aimlessly do anything. How cliche is it for you to, on Valentine's Day, throw me a generic card, some red roses, and some candy? That's too generic for me.
I'm not even saying that's what I'm going to do.
Like, I know you're not saying that. But I'm saying, I'm not going to give you the same response that you would think you were going to give me. Hey, I gave you a card, roses, and some candy. Why are you not happy? Because you didn't put any thought into that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to give that back to you because, as you can see, I don't want that. Because I don't play that shit. You're going to put some thought into whatever you're going to do for me. Am I right, best friend?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how we got there. I don't know how we got there.
Because we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but I mean, I think...
Because you're going to have a bad Valentine's Day if you come at me with some cliche shit, is what I'm saying.
No, she's giving her perspective.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm in the flow of the conversation. I was trying to figure out how we got there.
Because she wanted to get that point.
I'm saying is I don't want you to think that you're just going to take your lady friend somewhere and just
put some effort into, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with the person that you're with and you can afford to do whatever it is, even if you can't afford it, there's things, if you're paying attention to your mate, that you just kind of understand about them and you know what they like from what they don't like. All right?
Right.
So you plan accordingly to that. Like me personally, I know that I want to do something for my woman, I know I don't want to deal with big crowds because that's just not me. My social media can't deal with the big crowds. I don't want a 4-hour wait at a restaurant trying to get in on Valentine's Day. So what I might do is instead of do a Valentine's dinner, we might do a Valentine's breakfast, lunch, and then do something like an activity. Like in Charlotte, I found out about this thing called the orchestra by candlelight. I don't know if you've ever seen
it. I saw that.
I have been fiending to go to this, and I know
that it's
something
that's expensive.
But you don't
want to tell it, do you?
Huh?
Are you going
to tell what?
She might hear it.
And
then you cook.
Yeah,
so,
but I cook anyway. That wouldn't be anything special.
You're gonna have to let us know how it is because
they don't have any good
dates.
They got dates, but like they're doing, like, the, I want to go when they're doing the hip hop.
Yeah, I heard they were doing Michael Jackson one time and Prince.
Yeah, but they doing, like, right now they're doing some rock band I never heard of before. Oh. And they're doing, but they're doing Coldplay at the same time. And I'm a Coldplay fan.
Okay.
But the songs from Coldplay they doing, and then it's mixed in with that other band. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So you figure out something else that navigates within that perimeter. Yeah. If your person likes jazz, you can go find a jazz place to go to wherever you want to go to. If they're into spoken word, you find a spoken word place. I remember my ex-wife, she took me because she knew I loved jazz to a live jazz thing and bought the tickets so we could sit on the stage with the band. And it was dope to
me. It's all about experience.
Yeah, it was the experience for it. So I think if you are tuned into your mate, whether this is what you're into or not,
right,
you make it an experience for them. So even if you can't do, and that's like you said, I cook. Yeah, that could be a thing, but whoever I'm dealing with, I'm going to cook for multiple times anyway.
Right.
So what makes it different this time right, we're at my house cooking food that I cook. Right. You know, it might be something new that I cook, but it ain't nothing special to it because this is normal. So I'm just saying, but for me, I just know all the guys I know, like you literally, and I'm not saying it just to say it. I really don't want anything. Like, I really don't want anything. My
your satisfaction comes from she is going to be satisfied and pleased. So y'all are saying the same thing.
Yeah, I mean.
Y'all are saying the same thing.
But how many men are that in tune to their mate?
But
they should be. They better be.
The people that are in successful relationships are. And I think that a lot of men don't get enough credit for being in successful relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're in it.
But who do you fault? Who do you fault for not being in tune? Do you fault the man or the woman? Like, who do you fault for not being in tune?
I think it's both.
I don't know if it's both. I think it depends. I think it depends on the relationship. Because this is the reason why you can't ask other people outside of your relationship for relationship advice. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is the two people that's in it are the only two unique people that's
right.
in it. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if she's actually communicating.
Right.
Her communication. It's
right. That's why I said
their
both.
Communication
so
styles
that's
match up.
That's to me the at fault. The either the communication or the lack of communication or the misinterpretation in the communication.
True. Right. That's valid. I'll say that's valid. That's a valid
statement.
That's
why I say both. Yeah. I think it's both. You know, but I think sometimes.
But then there have been relationships where the woman is being overly communicative about her and what she likes and what she does and things like that.
Because does it seem self-centered then?
And then the person that they're dealing with is self-centered, and so the person they're dealing with is so self-centered that they don't even pay attention to what the person is doing, and that has nothing to do with communication. It has to do with their own self-serving selves.
So why I said what I said was because we have listeners on the show that are listening to the show. Mm-hmm. And even though I know you are a very attentive and communicative and in-tune person.
I'm reformed.
There are, yes.
I ain't always been this way.
Thank you for taking accountability.
It's a lot of niggas out here because I done dealt with them. Mm-hmm. Who they're just, let me throw some money at her. Let me do the cliche shit just to say that I've done something to get her out my face or to shut her up. That's who I was giving that message to. I had someone to give me something for my birthday, and I gave that shit back because there was no thought put into it. I don't want nobody just throwing me some shit to get me out their face or to shut me up.
You don't like the little basket from the side of the road?
Fuck no.
No. I never had a basket from the side of the road.
Ain't nothing in that basket screams Yolanda. Absolutely not. Go give that shit to somebody else.
I find it funny.
But I think you do have to know your person. You have to know your person, whether it's Valentine's Day, just because,
birthday,
you know, or what have you. You have to know your person, and it may fit that person's, particular style. So I love when people put thought into gifts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I hate when I have to give people gift cards unless it's a store that they really wanted to buy something from, mm-hmm. or something like that, because I want the person to realize that I did, I tried, mm-hmm. because some people are just hard to get gifts for. But it's just that I want people to understand that I did try to find. So I try to find something to go along with the gift card that I know that they will like. Or I find a card that I just feel like is will match the person's personality, or let's experience something new together. So I mean, the past couple of Valentine's, I can't say nothing. Even last year, even you know, when my male BFF sent me something for Valentine's Day to make me feel, you know, better about things, or the past couple of years of Valentine's Day, they've been all right. They've been all right. They've been unexpected, or something that catered to my style or what I wanted to do or what I wanted to. So, I mean, I like when people are very attentive. Mm-hmm. Very attentive. So.
I haven't had a great Valentine's Day since 2016.
Oh.
2016 was like my best Valentine's Day. That was my last Valentine's Day with my husband. And all the rest of them have just been full of shit.
We've had this discussion before.
Oh, we wow. have. And
we've had this discussion
it's
before.
Okay. It's all right. I have.
No, I mean, me and you have had this discussion
right.
before.
Am I right? Yeah. Am I right?
I think the bar was set.
The bar has been set.
And yeah. so mm-hmm. you accept nothing from anybody else.
Right.
Because everything will always. You know, comparison
she,
is
she really
joy.
Compares. Yeah.
Comparison is the thief
yeah.
of joy.
You do.
Like, you
yes,
don't find.
You do. We've talked about this.
Like, I don't know why she's looking like a deer in the headlights.
Because I think you can't find the joy
right.
or the appreciation in anything anybody else does because it's not to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. and you're seeing it as the standard has been set. And sometimes you meet a person that sets it that mm-hmm. high that nobody can ever reach that because that was your person.
Right.
So now do you mm-hmm. go the rest of your life not appreciating the things? See, like you continuously, I believe, in the years that I've known you, to look at your cup as half empty rather than half full. So now you just got to drink that shit and shut the fuck up.
Uh-uh.
If you're thirsty. I'm just saying, like, you don't have to accept just anything, but you can't tell me not since 2016, no man has tried
yeah.
to give all they can, and it just had, and it's just.
But it hasn't met
time.
her standard.
Look I would at what say they tried. Once I'd, again, I'd I'm say saying, they tried, but they didn't try hard enough.
For me because of what you experienced in 2016. Right. You're not comparing them to the best version. You don't even know if that's
Yoshi. And I say Yoshi.
But what if it was their best?
I give a best and final. I will always give an A for effort.
But you don't think it's their effort. Sometimes you just say no. That's trash.
You know when a nigga ain't try hard enough.
But you sometimes
you know when a nigga
Yoshi,
ain't put
I
no thought into no shit.
Sometimes
that's true.
We do know. That's true. But sometimes though.
You can't. I just refuse to believe it, that in 10 years.
Right.
In 10 years.
Nobody, not one person that
nobody,
you have
dated. Let me sing it like Keith.
Yoshi, that's not true.
I think that's.
Nobody.
Yoshi, that's not true.
That's not true.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
That's not true.
If you're going to always compare everybody to that situation,
that's not true.
You're never
going to
find the joy in other people. You're just not.
Okay.
That's not true, though.
You're just
in 10 years.
Now,
that's not true.
I'm gonna say what I respect about you is you're fine with that. And
yeah,
and that's cool. I respect that. I'm just saying, like,
that's not true.
I'm just saying if that's you and that's how you see it.
Well, I'm forgetful too. So best friend, remind me.
I'm not gonna remind you. You know, I'm not gonna say all here.
Okay,
but that's not true.
Maybe I forgot.
I don't know. I'm just in the middle.
That's not true.
You moaning in the middle.
I'm moaning in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I will say this.
I'm the youngest.
And because I have such a big heart, because I'm a Valentiner, what I do say is the love I have experienced, before we end the show, the love I have experienced was such a big love. I want every woman to experience being loved like I was loved, because I was loved.
But
baby,
you know
I
what?
Was loved, loved.
I've heard that the way that you experience love is you first have to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if you cannot love yourself, mm-hmm. no one else can. You will never experience that love from anyone else.
Mm-hmm. And I love me so much. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's why I was able to accept that love. Because I told a young lady one time, I said, baby, I had a love from a man. That man loved me better than my goddamn parents loved me. Mm-hmm. That little girl started crying. She mm-hmm. said, oh, my God. I never even thought that was possible. I said, baby, that's possible. Mm-hmm. It can happen. And if you will that, I prayed for that. Mm-hmm. And it happened for me. And it mm-hmm. can happen for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I want that for her. I pray that happens for her. Mm-hmm. So,
I would definitely say that love, whatever the love that you're seeking and wanting, mm-hmm. do it to yourself first. Mm-hmm. What I don't like, I don't like a woman or a man who's never experienced things want to experience it through other people that they have never attempted to experience on themselves mm-hmm. first. Don't expect me to take you to a 5-class restaurant when you cannot even take yourself to a 5-class restaurant. Mm-hmm. Don't expect me to take you overseas when mm-hmm. you have not even traveled overseas or... Mm-hmm. You know, you have not even attempted to get a passport yet until you met me. Now, I believe people can. I believe people can inspire you.
Did you say how you not have a passport?
I can. I believe people can inspire you to do things.
My son get one.
Get you a passport. There's niggas out here who ain't got no passport.
But
you gotta go.
But I believe, like, if you want the things that you want out of life, do it for yourself first, because it's a greater feeling mm-hmm. doing it for you versus having someone else do it for you.
That's why I love when men who have daughters take their daughters out on dates. And so, you know, when their daughter goes out on dates with young men and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been here before. I've mm-hmm. been to the Red Lobster. I've been to the California Dreaming. I've been to the Roof Chris. Because these kids go to Roof Chris now in high school.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff.
So, I have mixed feelings about a standard that a father set versus a standard of a boyfriend. And reaching to the, now, husband, I just have a different standard.
Well, I think.
A different outlook on. Nothing bad. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad about it.
Why? Because I want to hear your opinion.
Because fathers are going to, one, that's their baby. They're going to protect. And they want to make sure anyone that come behind them mm-hmm. will be able to follow through. Right? Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But that woman has to build the relationship with that man or that boyfriend
right.
and not expect going into the relationship that they're going to do exactly what the father did or how the father is doing it.
Because like, I think, because to your point, I think the father can set a lofty expectation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think there has to be some type of understanding and build, because that woman needs to understand who she's dealing with mm-hmm. and not have expectation of that he's supposed to do this and not understand who he is as a person.
Right.
And then once you understand him, and then that's how you grow and build together and
right.
and you learn, but mm-hmm. you know what the expectations are as a woman, and right. you know where your ground level, this is what I am not going to take less than.
Right.
And that person mm-hmm. that's coming into your life, he should know the expectations of right. your history, where you come from, your right. background, you know, but he has to be able to either meet it or exceed it.
Right.
But he can't go below it, because she's not going to tolerate it to be right. anything less than. But I think that going into a relationship, it has to be blinders off, and you mm-hmm. have to learn each other right. and go from there. That's okay. just my.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but my point is for a young lady to not be so fascinated when somebody takes them to those places.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, okay, yeah, I've been here before. I understand.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's my point. And I hope that the father discussed with them that everybody cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though we want you to have this, but everybody may not be there right now, you know. So,
because I believe a lot of marriages and relationships fail because the man be like, I'm not your father. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And there could be some real love there, but mm-hmm. he's always trying to meet or match what the father, who the father is. And the father may have been a very well-established person, and he just hasn't reached that level yet. He may not ever reach it.
But then there's also some fathers, they don't reach that level until later in life, right?
Right.
So now you're expecting your something out of your 21-year-old boyfriend mm-hmm. that your 42-year-old father did.
Well, see, that's why I said conversation that person may not be there at that point in their life. But some women do expect them to have that at 21 years old, you know, and some people's, I mean, that's how their mindset is. So,
well, I think a part of it is societal, but that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that is. That's true too.
It is.
And social media is showing these kids at a young age.
And when I say that I haven't had a great Valentine's Day, the shit that my husband used to do for me was so minimal, but mm-hmm. so meaningful. Mm-hmm. That's where I stress the importance. If you know you don't have the money a father has or the man before you has, that's when you have to go into your brain and learn how to be creative. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the money to take her to a 5-star restaurant, mm-hmm. that's when you have to go find recipes and cook for her. Mm-hmm. That's when you have to dig deep. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So there's a way to right. do something without overextending yourself right. to still get the same result or even better.
And it's thought that counts. But see, when Yoshi Man said that society, some young lady will say, oh, he's a cornball. He didn't even have enough money to take me out to eat. So he cooked me a home-cooked meal. Oh, he's a cornball. He just got me some flowers and didn't get me the flowers in the black package. He gave me some from Publix. You know, it's the society.
Well, it came in a box, in a delivery.
At the aesthetics from people who are getting paid to be influencers on social media. Well, instead of thinking of the thought, like you said, because I've heard so many celebrities say their husbands or their boyfriends gave them a homemade card and that made their day.
See, but and also to your point, Yolanda, like you perceptionally are a person where a person feels like they have to spend money. It's just your perception. The perception or the vibe that you give off mm-hmm. is that you have to spend money. So if somebody's like you said, I don't want no car, no flowers, and this and the third, and the person is like, well, this is all I could spend, and I knew I had to spend something. They go far. I think I could see how a man would go far left on the thought and more so the materialism.
And that shows just how much they don't know me.
What did I just,
I'm saying perception
doesn't necessarily, but I'm just saying, because there's been times where you've sat on here and said, well, if you can't do this, then I ain't this.
I have.
And you believe that.
Yeah.
So that's what people are seeing.
They say perception is reality.
It's that person's reality, whether it's yours or not, whether it's the actual factual or not. It's their reality. So what they see of you on social media, when they get to talk to you, you may be down to earth, right? Mm-hmm. You may be cool as hell, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what she always says, and this is this. So as a person gets to know you, they get to know the cool, funny person that you are, but there's still the expectation that I gotta spend money. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about in the perception. So I can see how a man would get lost in the thought of things rather than just the materialism of what it is. And I outside opinion.
I'm fine with that. I love that for me. I'm a Scorpio. I like being mysterious. I like people trying to figure me out. I'm a puzzle.
I really don't think you're that mysterious. But
I am. Because you didn't know this. Let me tell you what.
Didn't I just tell you that earlier? Yes. I was like, you never know what's going on in their mind.
Right.
You never know what they're thinking. Next move.
Okay. You don't never know whose next move.
And water signs.
Okay, I don't believe in all that, but okay. I just think people are people. I think that people are people. You're just a person. You're a person with your own personality. You can't tell me because I was born on this.
Sometimes
day,
people you can already know. Sometimes you can tell what I am. Sometimes by personality you can already tell what a person next steps will be because the way that they how they move.
You know, let me tell you something.
So a person that's an introvert, always quiet, always laid back. You never know, but a person that's always boisterous or out loud, you could kind of already tell what their next move is going to be because it is not a hit. It's not, it's their cards are shown.
I mean, I'm just saying, and that has to do with their sign.
Sometimes, yeah,
it's patterns.
No, but then if a sign is a sign, right? Mm-hmm. According to you.
You are all of your sign.
I am. I don't know what that is.
Don't know.
No,
I haven't had the time to.
What I'm saying is, people have literally said, "I know you're this," and they're wrong. I'm like, no, I'm not. So how did you even get there? Like people have been more wrong about my sign than they've been right in my life.
I know I've been right.
I'm just because you know.
And the way he talks about being an introvert. But he's just like me. He's the most introverted extrovert. Think about it. He likes being alone, but yet he is a podcaster. Where all your business out here in the street, yet,
yeah. I'm here.
Is that not me? We the same motherfucking person.
But we two different sides. How can we be the same person?
Because it don't matter.
How can we be the same person then?
Because you can have the same trait. We can have the same characteristics. Oh my God. We ain't gonna go there.
But anyway, yes.
There you go.
Well, there it is.
I guess we ended the show because he ended it for us.
Yeah.
So we never miss an episode. Catch us on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com and on all of our social handles is The Very Necessary Podcast.
Y'all ready to take me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Take us through there.
So I was always told this. I'm going to read it. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hope, always preserves. Love never fails. So the thing is, if you can replace the person's name that you are involved with love, then that's your person. And we're out.
Happy Valentine's Day!
I was about to say my Halle Berry voice.